Last night was funny because there were two things. The Chargers now have three losses, which means everyone in the AFC West already has three more losses than the Chiefs, and the Chiefs have played six games. So the AFC West is done. I know we normally do this conversation. Last year, you said I called it too early. Ooh. Even you would not tell me I called it too early this year. You also agree the AFC West is done.
Yeah, that's why it's a lock. 6-1 preseason bet. We talked about for the Chiefs to sweep the AFC West. We're 6-1. Love that bet. I think it's absolutely in play. Already the win against the Chargers. The Chargers have come back down to earth. I still think Harbaugh has that thing headed in the right direction. And this is not the typical offseason crap that we hear every year. I actually believe he's a hell of a coach. And when they get some more bodies in there, next year they'll be a little bit more of a problem. But this year they just don't have any bodies to be competitive against the top tier teams.
Joshua Palmer's their number one. They're just never going to make it work.
Yeah, and Josh Palmer, Ladd McConkey, who's a rookie, are your top targets. And then you have a defense that's not nearly the same level as some of these other teams. We know the Chiefs have their wide receiver room problems, but their defense is also the best defense in football. Meanwhile, the Ravens are going to be the team that everybody's going to keep talking about.
I don't want to see them again in the postseason. If you give me any team that I get to avoid in the postseason, even though that they've no-showed in January and February a lot, pass on the Ravens. That's the scariest team in the AFC. That's not
well.
The
Lamar
Chiefs.
Is playing like the best player in football right now.
Again,
he's doing that, and it's by the way, it's okay to admit that he's been the best quarterback and best player in football right now. The Chiefs have beaten him twice since January, so it is fine to admit that. For those that are like, oh, I'm freaking out that you said that out loud, it doesn't matter. Is he playing that way in January? We all know that. And in late January in particular, that's the question for him. But right now he's playing better than anybody else.
He's the MVP favorite as of this morning, and for good reason.
And it makes what the Chiefs did to them in week one that much more impressive. The fact that they were able to squeeze out a victory against Lamar Jackson and company. It's the number one rush offense, the number one rush defense. Their pass defense has not been good. They're like 28th or whatever. Now, last night, they were pretty darn good against Baker Mayfield, multiple interceptions, and then late in the game, it got away from the Bucs with the injuries as well. But the Ravens are scary. I mean, the Chiefs don't fear anybody, right? They're the Kansas City Chiefs. But to your point, if I had to pick one team I don't have to play in the postseason right now, Baltimore, sure. I think that's fair. The good news is the way it's trending, I think Baltimore, Kansas City is going to be the one. So there's a good chance it'd be an AFC title game again. I don't think you're going to get stuck with them in a divisional round game the way it's pacing right now.
The only thing that makes you feel this way, because again, only one quarterback who is active in the league has gotten Mahomes in a single game, and it was Burrow. And I don't fear them the same way because they're not a very good team. And if you made me rank right now the top five quarterbacks in the league, Joe Burrow would still be behind Lamar Jackson and behind Josh Allen. He'd be behind both of those quarterbacks. He's not better than either of those quarterbacks. So if you force me in a game where I'm choosing the better quarterback, Burrow's behind both of those guys, and both of those guys are on a better team. And so, if I'm trying to avoid him, the only thing that's always funny about the Ravens is they look like this a lot under Lamar Jackson.
Then come playoff time, what happens?
In the early part of the year. And I don't know if it's just like what he had said, right? Remember when he had said, I was tired. His legs were kind of shot. Mm-hmm. He wasn't moving the same. And that's why he lost the weight and did all this stuff. I think he's trying to stay fresher for the end of the season. But it just doesn't seem like Lamar Jackson in October. He's a terrifying Terminator full of just beating everybody in the NFL down. But in January, it's fine. And the fact that their number one strength on offense is their ability to run the ball. And I think the Chiefs have one of the best run defenses in the NFL and have already shut down this rush offense. The only team in the league this year to shut down the Ravens rushing attack was the Kansas City Chiefs. It's kind of hard to fear. I don't fear them. Like you said, I don't fear anyone. But I think it'd be kind of foolish to not look at that Ravens team and be like, damn, they're real good.
Yeah, no, they're very, very good. Well coached. Everything we've acknowledged about them, they're going to be right back in the picture come January as well. But once again, the storyline will be, how do they perform? You get in a game to not just Lamar wearing out, taking all the hits that he takes, but does Harbaugh stick to the game plan, right? Is he willing to stick to what they should do going in? We all know that was the huge story out of the AFC title game. Why didn't they pass the football? Why didn't they run the football, right? They barely ran the ball against Kansas City in that AFC title game, and what a mistake that was. you would like to say, oh, there's no way they'll do that again. But for whatever reason, in the playoffs, in the game, it's a lot easier said than done, I guess, to stick to your game plan. And the Ravens were not able to do that. And
we just know it off again,
the difference
times?
Too, is that was their shot. You know, Lamar is playing incredibly, but it was in their building too. The Bills thought also the Chiefs are in their build. We got them this time. We all know the story. The Chiefs went on the road throughout the playoffs, except for the wild card round. This year, it sure looks like the road will once again go through Arrowhead. The way it is pacing, I get it. We're only in week 8 of the season, but it's looking like everybody's going to have to come through Arrowhead again.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's the way it's headed. Again, they've already got a 2-game lead, and we're 7 weeks into the NFL season. Now, there's still plenty of time left for that to catch, but two of the teams that could catch you, you already have a win against. Well, one of the teams, I guess. You already have a win against in Baltimore. The only other two that could catch you, really, are Buffalo and the Texans. You'll play both of them, so you can handle your business against them. Even if you lose to one, they're still going to have to make up the other game. And the Bills are the only team who have an easier schedule remaining than Kansas City. And so, yeah, I watched that game, and I watched Lamar. I was like, damn, Lamar's going to win the MVP again. Yesterday we were talking about it, and you're like, I mean, are they going to give it to the award 2 times in a row? Always a fair question. The voters don't like doing that. When you get 5 touchdowns and no picks, and
yeah, that's my only hesitation.
300 yards.
My only hesitation with Lamar is, are voters willing to do that when if Josh Allen ends up performing as close, or if Jared Goff wins the division and comes up close, that would be the one thing. If we're just saying who's the best player in football right now, or the best quarterback performance wise right now. Lamar's playing better than any other quarterback in football currently. 7, now 8, heading into week 8 of the NFL season. The thing with him, though, is also we haven't even reached the point of the season where he is going to have the random illness that pops up and he's out for a week or two because he has like the flu or some random illness that is very weird. And then we haven't got to any of that. It's still early enough. We haven't got to that point in November. Happens like every year, man. All of a sudden, like, yeah, he's got an illness. He's not practicing all week.
Frank Clark.
Yeah, very similar. That's happening again in November or December. It's happened 2 straight years.